Digital diplomacy isn't just a tool of small startup countries trying to make a name for themselves. Well-established governments are getting in on the act, too. Arturo Sarucan is a former Mexican ambassador to Washington, and he's credited with being the first foreign ambassador in Washington to start tweeting. Thanks for joining us, Ambassador. Do you remember what that first tweet said?
Yeah, I think it was something like, today is my first tweet and I will be using this tool to engage the United States and talk about the critically important or important Mexico-U.S. relationship. Something across those lines, though I think what I've just given you is more than 140 characters.
Definitely. And how many tweets since then, approximately?
In fact, I'm checking my Twitter account right now. I think it's 17,000 and 134,000 followers.
So how do you use Twitter as an ambassador once you got that first tweet out of the way and it became kind of fluent for you?
Yeah. Well, obviously, as most things, there's a bit of a trial and error, though fortunately with a tool like this, we didn't commit too many errors. But for example, one of the first things that we figured out was that I started tweeting in English, and about a month, 3 weeks into this, I start getting tweets from people in Mexico who had started following the account and saying, why the hell are you tweeting in English? And I sort of obvious response was, well, because I'm the Mexican ambassador to the U.S. If I'm going to communicate to Americans, I've got to do it in English. So that's why I'm doing it in English. And then suddenly I figured out, that this could also be a tool to engage Mexicans in Mexico, and to underscore what we were doing in the bilateral relationship, and B, very quickly, obviously, because of the 35 million Mexican-Americans that live in the United States, that this was also a tool to engage and reach out to our diaspora community in the United States. So one of the first adjustments that we did was about 3 weeks in, I started tweeting everything bilingually. So there were some that I would do just in English, just in Spanish, but most of them, and to this day, are bilingual.
It kind of shows, just how social media is so rapid. I mean, within 3 weeks, you already got your feedback from people in Mexico. You need to tweak this.
Of course. This is one of the advantages, but also one of the perils. This is one of the reasons that I think explains why, despite having been the first ambassador to start tweeting in 2009, there's still a relatively small group of ambassadors tweeting, because obviously, if you screw up, this goes viral, and it goes viral in a minute.
So, I mean, diplomacy we think of as being quiet, laborious, often secret. Social media seems to be the opposite, loud, quick, and kind of very transparent to the whole world. Why is it good for diplomacy? Why are you one of the few in Washington doing it?
Well, because A, you can listen much better. B, you can spin and you can correct and you can change or you can impact narratives. And three, you can engage. You can engage with citizens and you can engage with individuals out there. And this is the key part of the process, engagement. It is a back and forth. It is risky. But having said this, I would certainly say that those foreign ministries, foreign ministers, ambassadors, or embassies that aren't tweeting today in the 21st century are doing it at their own peril.
So you're a former ambassador. Who right now is the most skillful diplomatic Twitter user in Washington, would you say?
I'm going to get into trouble here.
No, you're going to cite the best for us.
But I think that of my former colleagues here in Washington, D.C., I think the Italian ambassador is doing a spectacular job at tweeting. I think he has – Italy is one of those countries that I think early on also understood the importance of how these tools could be brought to bear on their objectives, on their outreach. And so you've got the Canadians who've done a very good job too. The U.S. in many ways was a pioneer. Alec Ross, who is a dear friend and was probably Secretary Clinton's Sherpa in getting the State Department to start using these tools, to start engaging, to start training younger diplomats.
So give me one example of something that changed in the world because of social media, because of a tweet.
Well, I think you've seen several examples. I think there were moments in the Iranian Green Revolution that demonstrated the power of these tools. I think you've seen it play out sometimes less predictably than many would have liked in places like Egypt, where obviously social media became a very important tool of mobilization. You've seen it happen recently in Brazil.
Take me to that Iran example. Who were the diplomats tweeting during the 2009 elections?
The United States very quickly, the State Department in the United States very quickly understood that there was a very powerful way to talk to, engage, and help strengthen and mobilize civil society in Iran. And even though if at the end of the day, I think there are good lessons and bad lessons learned from that, I think this was a compelling example of how a foreign government can engage with a society, with a social movement. And I think that a lot of lessons have been learned from that moment.
It seems like that could easily backfire.
Of course. Look, this Hillary Clinton, when she was asked about this, said that the 21st century is a lousy century if you're risk averse. There is a great deal of risk in this. A wrong word, the wrong context or nuance, especially if you're writing in another language that isn't your own, can create some serious problems. However, having said that, I think that there's no other way. I think the way forward is for foreign ministries to learn how to do this, for diplomats to learn how to do this. Now, we've got to be clear. This will not substitute the traditional diplomatic tools that we all have come to know as diplomats. The best digital diplomacy or the best public diplomacy using social tools, social media, cannot be a substitute to good, well-thought, intelligently formulated foreign policy. And what I do hope is that at some point down the road, we stop using adjectives. Digital diplomacy will stop being called digital diplomacy. It'll simply be one more way of how you implement and design foreign policy.
Ambassador, are you going to tweet this interview before you leave the studio or sometime today?
As soon as you guys give me a link so I can put it up on my Twitter feed, I will certainly do it.
You got it. Ambassador Arturo Sarukhan, former Mexican ambassador to the U.S., currently an international consultant and a distinguished diplomat in residence at the Woodrow Wilson Center. Thank you for your time.
It was my great pleasure.